The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
So once again, a short thought on the parasha. In the beginning of this parasha, Parasha Shlach, we learn about the Chet HaMeraglim and the terrible punishment. Yom Lishono, Tisulas Avonisecha Marboam Shono. And the question is, their transgression took 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. When they spoke, it wasn't 40 days. So why 40 years against 40 days? The answer is very simple. Lashon Hara doesn't start in your mouth. It starts in your attitude, your mind, your heart. The Gemara says in Brochus Nun Hey, Ein Odom Roya Ela Mehiru Leilibo. People usually see what they want to see. They see what they are. I once said, you could learn more about a person from what he says about others than he could learn about a person from what others say about him. We see what we wish to see. There's a story in Tomet Lamed Beis about Alexander the Great. Chazal call him Alexander Mogdon, Alexander the Macedonian. He was the greatest conqueror in early history. And the Gemara says, he called together Chachmi Yisrael and he told them, I have a plan, I want to conquer Africa. How do I get there? The Chachamim told him, you can't get there. There are mountain regions and jungles and forests, you'll never get there. And Alexander was angry. He said, I didn't ask you if. I asked you how. So give me eitzes. How do I get there? So they gave him eitzes. They gave him advice. One of the points they told him, you need a lot of rope. And you need to tie rope wherever you go. Otherwise, you might get lost on your way back. You should know exactly how to get back. And that is what he did. And he conquered one country after the other. Until he arrived at a place, Mechuzat Kulenashi. There were only women. Well, that's obviously impossible. If there are only women, they wouldn't have babies, they would have children. What the Gemara means to say, the leadership was a feminine leadership, and the woman had control of the country in all aspects. And he wanted to fight them. They sent a delegation, and they said, Mr. Alexander, whatever will happen, you lost. If we're going to win this battle, you're going to be humiliated terribly. The women of Africa overpowered Alexander and his great armies. If you're going to kill us, that's going to be embarrassing as well. The great Alexander fought women and killed women. So let's sit down around the table. What do you want? Let's negotiate. Why bloodshed? Let's talk. So they invited Alexander to a feast, to a big dinner. And at a seat, they put a big loaf of pure gold. Alexander sits down, takes the knife, and he sees his gold, and he gets angry, and he says, do you think my teeth are made of steel? I don't need gold. What do you want me to eat? And the woman said, oh, we're surprised. We thought you do eat gold, because if you eat wheat, grain, oats, that grows in Africa. That grows in Europe, not in Africa. What we have to offer is gold. We have gold mines. Anybody that comes to Africa is looking for gold. He's not looking for bread. Wheat grows in Europe, not in Africa. Well, food for thought. The Gemara says, Alexander left this country and he wrote a big shahr, a big gate. Ano Alexander Shati Havisi Kolyamaya de Bosi Lemachuza de Kulanash Nashi Vialifis Eitza Minishaya. I, Alexander, was a fool all my life till I came to the country of the women and I learned from their wisdom. And then Chazal go on his way home back to Europe, suddenly in the middle of a forest, he smells the Reach Gan Eden. And he follows the lovely fragrance until he gets to a big shahr, and that was Shahr Gan Eden. He knocks on the door. From the other side of the door, they ask, who is it? Alexander the Great Macedonian. And they ask, Alexander who? Alexander the Great. No, we never heard of him. Move on, mister, move on. This is a shot only for tzaddikim. According to our records, you're not a tzaddik. Go. Alexander wasn't used to knocking on a door and it wouldn't open. He was very hurt. But in Gan Eden, nobody was nespor. Nobody was afraid of Alexander. They told him, go. No room here for you. And he begs them, give me a souvenir. I want to take something back to Europe, to Greek.
Kol Halashon.
To Greece. And to prove that I actually was a child in Gan Eden. So the door opens a little crack and they put a skull on the floor next to his feet. Alexander was taken aback, tries to lift the skull and he can't, it's so terribly heavy. And he shouts from outside and he says, what is this? I'm so strong, I'm so powerful, but I can't even pick up the skull. And they tell him, that's the skull of a man, Shemes v'chatzi tavotav biado. That is the skull of a Baal Teva that never could really fulfill his lust. That is the end of people like you. Finally, Alexander goes home with that skull. And the question is, he went back to Europe exactly the same way he went to Africa. That's why he tied ropes. So why didn't he smell that fragrance of Gan Eden on his way there, only on his way back? What I say is, because the Alexander that went to Africa was not the same Alexander that's coming back to Europe. The Alexander that goes to Africa is a cruel man. All he has in his mind is conquest. Dam ve'ish v'tim rasoshan. Power. Taiva. The Alexander that comes back from Africa after riding that big gate. I was a fool all my life and I learned from the wisdom of the women of Africa. That Alexander is a somewhat more gentle one. Somewhat more humane. Now, he has the potential to smell Reich Gan Eden. One of the great German philosophers, Friedrich Nietzsche, Hayadu al Shimtso, was very brilliant, extremely insane. And the Nazis, Yamach Shemam Vezichram, based their warped philosophy on his writings. So one of the principles of the German philosopher was, what is justice? What is right? What is tzedek? We are part of nature, so we need to observe nature. The tzedek of nature is the natural justice, the natural ethical values. What do we see in nature? Kol da'alim gvar. The carnivores kill the herbivores. The lions kill the zebras. The leopards kill the antelope. The wolves kill the deer and the moose. Kol da'alim gvar. It is power. There's no room for mercy in nature. And the same rules apply to mankind. So powerful nations should overpower the weak. Pillage. Kill. And that is what the Nazis did. Was he right or wrong? Should one observe nature? Fundamentally, he was right. Because the Heilige Tana, the Heilige Amoira, Rabbi Yochanan, says the same. Erev and Kufo midbeis. Maidech siv malfeinim ebehem eseresum ma'uif shomayim yechakmeini. Says Rabbi Yochanan, HaKodesh, HaTohir, Rabbi Yochanan observes nature. What he sees is modesty, derech eretz, stay away from dishonesty. Interesting. Two people observe the same phenomenon. Two people open their eyes and observe the world. What does the German philosopher see? And what does Rabbi Yochanan, the great Amoira, see? They look at the same world, same system. One sees cruelty, brutality. The other sees derech eretz, tznius, Eslachakus Megezel. Person sees what he wants to see. He sees what's in his mind. He sees what's in his heart. So the Meraglim were punished for 40 days. Tartem Bignus Aretz. It's not only what you said, it's what you saw and observed. What we need to take away from this is, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Eretz Yisrael. We should always see the beauty of the land and the beauty of our brethren, the beauty of every Jew, the beauty, the spark of holiness in every Nefesh Yehudi. That is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be. Like the Heilige Rebbe Melech Mlazhensk writes in his Tefillah, Tein b'libeinu, sheni lekol echad, maris chavareinu, v'loi chesreinu. Have a beautiful Shabbos.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.